This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. It is April 26, 2014. And we have on the line Grandmaster Maurice Ashley, and we're going to be talking about the Millionaire Chess Open. We actually had an interview with Maurice, I believe that was March, early March, so it's been about a month and a half since we've talked to Maurice, but a whole lot has happened. I mean, it's been a whirlwind ride in the last month or so. And a lot of things have taken place, and we'll talk to Maurice about those different strides that have been made to make this successful. But before I continue, I'd like to welcome Maurice to the show. Good afternoon, Maurice.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Daim. Always good to be on.
You're always good having you. Always good talking to you. So in the last, I would say, month or a couple of months, a lot of momentum has picked up in supporting the Millionaire Chess Open. Since our last interview, there was obviously more discussion that was had, you know, about the tournament. March 27th, you wrote a very interesting essay that was titled "Does Chess Deserve It?" And in that article, you talked about a number of different things, including the fact that chess players had to support their own sport if it was going to be successful. Then, of course, that was right before the deadline of March 31st. So then April 7th comes. This is the D-Day, so to speak. And you announce that this tournament will indeed take place. And to some of us, a sigh of relief. And for others who still have skepticism, they're probably wondering, given the number of registrants that you had, whether you had lost your mind, frankly. So in terms of this whole evolution from, say, a month and a half ago to now, you made the decision with 65 registrants to go through with this. Can you give us an idea of some of the emotions, first of all, surrounding the number of 65, whether you were disappointed or not? And then secondly, this the idea of going through with it despite the numbers, what the emotions were like making that decision?
But I tell you, Naeem, I definitely was disappointed that more players hadn't stepped up by the March 31st deadline. However, that said, it was not really the responsibility of the players to step up by then. I mean, this was a vision that I've had for over 10 years. It's a vision that my partner, Amy Lee, embraced and decided to become a part of over the last year, well, actually starting in August, early September. So just because we saw this as something fantastic, something of a game changer, something that could really push the sport forward, it didn't mean that players had to back it. It was their choice to enter the tournament whenever they felt the need, whenever they felt the timing was right. And if they felt like March 31st wasn't the best time for it, then so be it, right? So that's something that we recognize, frankly, as early as February. And when we realized that the numbers weren't going well, they weren't going smoothly, it wasn't like a clear uptick in any kind of registration, we said, you know, this may not happen. Let's push really hard for it, but simultaneously, let's have a backup plan. And by late February, we were already thinking about what would a backup plan be, just like any good strategic chess player. You know, what could a backup plan be in order to make sure the event went forward and just in case we didn't get our numbers? And we had already been thinking about that. So by the time the numbers showed that they weren't going to be what we had hoped, you know, in late March, we were pretty much settled that this was something that we wanted to do. Let's just take one last look at it. Come early April, it was like, let's just take one look, last look. Are we going to go all in or not? And after we had that final discussion, we said, you know what? We are going to go all in. It's just been too much. We've already invested in this, too much time, sweat equity. I mean, I've put in so many hours already, so many weeks and months. And so has the team. And we said, this is something that has already touched a real nerve in the chess community, and we think it's worth moving forward. So when you talk about my emotions, I think that I had time to really look at how this was playing itself out, and was ready to move forward, you know, quite firmly. And now we're in. So I'm happy to proceed.
Well, I think once you and Amy made the decision, there was a lot of support. There was people literally cheering, you know, on Facebook groups and saying it was a great decision. And there were people who apparently were even more motivated to support the effort in terms of getting other people to register for the tournament. What are some other types of support that you've gotten from any players, be it any additional grandmasters or other players that has been inspiring to you?
Well, the big thing, of course, what you said is the teams that are now lining up to be a part of the event. I mean, we've seen one team that already has 25 players that they've lined up and will be signing in the near future. Another team with another 16. So we like that. We like the sound of that. The fact that people may have seen the event as maybe not going to happen, and now that they are confident that it will happen, it's like, okay, we can really start to mobilize now. And I think people deal better with certainties than with uncertainties. That's one thing we definitely learned here. We've also had real beautiful support, in my opinion, from additional grandmaster who signed up. Also from Will Smith, who I've given chess lessons to in the past, and I told about this event, and his eyes just opened wide, like, wow. When he heard that, it just seemed to him like an idea that was money. You know, he really loved it. And I said, well, how much do you love it? We say something about it. And he says, sure, you know, and then he drafted something real nice. I really appreciated that. And the point is, when you can come up with an idea in chess that high level folks can look at it and say, that's money, that's something that's special, that's something that people should rally behind, then you know that you're onto something, you know, because you look at other stuff, you say, well, where is chess going right now? What's happening? What's exciting people about chess right now? And, you know, you take the Millionaire Chess Open out of it, and I got to tell you, Daim, there's not a lot. There really isn't a lot. You and I have been around a while, and we just haven't felt any buzz around chess. Maybe the Anand Carlson match had quite a bit of buzz, that I have to say. But now that it's gone, what else is going on? You know, and it certainly didn't catch any fire here in the United States. Maybe in India and in Norway, definitely. Let's give it that. And Europe was definitely following it. And now that Magnus is champion, it's, you know, it's a really interesting thing. Really good for chess, I think. But where's the buzz in the United States, especially? And I think that this event is galvanizing a lot of people who always want to see chess make it to the next level. And this could be the focal point we could really bounce off to do many more other things.
So I know you came out recently with a nice video, and I liked it quite a bit. The Matrix theme, which had a nice, you know, kind of a nice twist, looking at chess as going into kind of another phase or another dimension. Whose idea was that? Was that your idea or Amy's?
Oh, definitely not Amy. She's not a sci-fi fan at all. Oh. No, it was. I'm a bit of a Matrix fan. Matrix is one of my top five movies.
Yeah, mine too.
You know, on my list. So Matrix, I, you know what it came, why it came to me actually? Last year at the Singfield Cup, Nakamura had worn these sunglasses in his game against Carlson.
Right.
I won his first game against Carlson, and then he brought it back in his second game, actually. So when he had the sunglasses on, we were laughing about it. And then people brought to the stage some sunglasses for Jennifer Shahadi and Yasser Sirwan, or my co-commentators, and one for me. And they took a picture of me standing there with the shades on. And, you know, my hair has gone since back in the day. So people looked and they said, whoa, it's Morpheus. You know, a lot of people were tweeting it was Morpheus. So that stuck with me, you know, not too much. Until just recently, I'd seen the ad again, the Kia ad with Lawrence Fishburne, and I thought, wow, next level, different dimension, new way to think about things. And I just popped in my head. I said, I could do the Matrix thing, man. We should do a video on that. So, we were just having fun, honestly. How could I know that I would ever get to play Morpheus, for crying out loud? But it was just fun. It's just a fun thing. We're going old school. We just do something together. And I thought it was cool and, a little nice idea. And that's what we are about. We're about being fresh. We'll try anything to really promote this game. There are plenty of ideas people have thrown at us, and we can't do it all, obviously. But anything we can do to promote the game of chess, I think, no matter how silly we look in costume or, quote, test my acting skills or critique my acting skills, whatever it is, it's just fun. And that's the first thing people should realize about this, that we are about being progressive and about being fun.
Well, you certainly have some hidden talents there, and we might see them this express more as we lead up to the Millionaire Chat. And you might have to do some a little bit more theatrics as well to get to get some more the groundswell. And speaking of that, when we talk about support, you talked about Will Smith, and maybe there are some other celebrities who will come on board. And maybe even some chess elite. I don't know if you've gotten any traction from some of the elite players yet, but can you give us an update on that?
Well, we have not. I think the only person who of the truly, well, actually, there are two people who have said very nice things about us, and that's Fabiano Caruana and also Peter Sfidler. Both of them think that this is a great event. Caruana cannot make it because he's already booked to do something else. Fidler didn't let me know whether or not he'd be able to play, but he did say this would be a great promotional effort. So those are the two high-powered elite players that have supported the event. I would add, though, that the U.S. Chess Federation is also on board with us. They're working with us to promote the event. We now have a deal with them in place to play some ads in Chess Life to be promoted on their online portal, on their website, uschess.org, and a potential email blast, not potential, but definite email blast we can send out so that everybody who's a member will know about us. So that was huge for us to have the USCF come in line and say, look, this is good stuff. We like this. We want to promote this. This is something that's great for chess in America and great for chess worldwide. And so we appreciate having them, on board with us too.
Well, I know you're doing a couple of other things with the lifetime membership, VIP lifetime membership. Can you tell us something about that quickly?
Well, that was absolutely Amy's idea. I give her full credit. She is a bold person. She comes up with bold ideas, and she was really touched and appreciated the folks who signed up early, and she said, I really feel like something should be done for those folks. And she thought it through, and that idea came to her to give a lifetime VIP membership to the first 76 that signed up for our event before the March 31st deadline. Giving them half off all entry fees to our future events. And, at first she told me the idea. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That's a lot of loot. But then she talked to me about it, and she's really a convincing person, let me tell you that. And she was really passionate about it. And the more I thought about it, I said, this is bold, and it's generous, and it fits us. It absolutely fits her. And that's the thing I like about our partnership is that she has a great quote phrase. She says, go big or go home. And it's like she met her match. Both of us are like, yeah, that's how we roll. We don't want to do small stuff. And if we said, it's almost like if you suggest something small, the team cringes. It's like, what?
Right.
How big can you get? I mean, we're already doing a $1 million tournament. Any idea that fits what we're about. And we're not about, we're not from the school of positional chess that says, accumulate the small advantages, right? We we want mate. And so that was that idea. And I think it was very generous and people have really appreciated it. People have come back and said some wonderful things in appreciation for that generosity.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. I'm one of the 76, but I wanted to ask one last question about your efforts that you're going to make this summer, because you know we're going to be hitting the peak of chess season in terms of the summer tournaments. Will you be making a kind of tour of the major tournaments to kind of get the word out and maybe visit some of the top tournaments this summer?
Well, I have two things in mind. One in particular coming up is the U.S. Championship that you know I'll be doing commentary on. So I get a chance to rub shoulders again with the U.S. elite. And they are the epicenter for chess around the country. You know, you're talking about the top women and men in the country who are great ambassadors. And so I'm definitely going to be talking to them extensively, trying to use their gravitas, their connections to players all around to be able to promote the event. And that's going to be a really big deal to, you know, at one of the elite events in the United States, the elite event, in fact, in the United States at a place that is the capital for chess now in the U.S. in St. Louis. So I'll be definitely using that for sure. The other thing, I'm going to be going to the National Open in Vegas as a player. It's an event I really enjoyed last year. So I'll be playing there myself and also visiting the site we're going to hold our tournament at as well. So I'm going to take advantage of that. And I'm thinking about the rest of the tournaments I'd like to go to. I don't want to step on any organizers' toes. You know, it's their tournament. It's not mine.
I understand. So
I have to be careful with that. But we'll be promoting certainly quite a bit in the summertime as a run-up, of course, to the event happening in October. I mean, it's crazy. It's almost May. You know, it's like, wow,
yeah.
This thing is coming, man.
Time is flying.
Time is flying indeed, and we're really excited. And planning the event, let me tell you, Daim, we've got stuff planned for chess players that they've just never seen. You know, that's really for us what is exciting, to put on an event that you'll be participating in and saying, is this a chess tournament? Like, what did these people come up with? We plan to pamper players. You know, we plan to show that chess is worth it. Chess players are worth it. We should be at the next level. Why shouldn't we be treated like kings and queens?
Well, I tell you, Maurice, I have my eyes on that massage chair. We get free massages. I'm definitely going to be using that one.
Indeed. Indeed. That's just one of the many amenities we plan. And it's just going to be something special, man. We want people to walk away from this tournament. You know, I know people talked about the HP Global was one of the best events they've ever been to. I plan to make the HB Global look like a dump. You know, okay, that's hard to do, but that's my goal, is for people to say, wow, we thought we saw something there. This was something different.
Well, you know, we're all looking forward to this event. I certainly will be there, and of course, I'll be providing coverage, and we'll have a chance to talk more leading up to the tournament and get updates, periodic updates. And if the audience is interested in any of the reports that have been done, I actually have a page of links that you can go to. I call it the Millionaire Chess Open Information Center, and you can go on the Chess Drum and find that with all the links. So Maurice, we're going to thank you for your time, and look forward to great things to happen leading up to the tournament.
Thanks so much, Brother Daim. I really appreciate it.
All right. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.